There are two pictures that you want to look at for in order to understand the physiology of hearing. The first is the anatomy of the ear, which gives all of the structures of the ear, including some of the structures that are involved with balance as well as hearing. And then the other important diagram is called sound and hearing, and it's a little closer to the end of the chapter. And it will show exactly how the sound waves are translated into pressure waves in fluid that can then trigger the receptors that are going to generate the action potentials for hearing. And it walks you through steps 1 through 6 on how that process takes place. So referring to those two figures, I want to go over some of the parts of the ear and the functions of the ear. The external ear, first of all, the ear is divided into three major divisions. The external ear is the part that you see outside. It's going to include the pinna, which is the flap that channels sound into the ear, and the external auditory canal, which is the opening that goes into and will lead to the middle ear. The middle ear, if you take a look at the picture, the anatomy of the ear, you'll see that the external acoustic meatus, or the external auditory canal, is going to dead end at what's called the tympanic membrane. And from that membrane to the snail-like structure called the cochlea, and actually the portion that you see right at closest to the auditory ossicles is going to be the vestibule. That area where the auditory ossicles exist is called the middle ear. And it begins with the tympanic membrane, which is going to vibrate with the sound waves as they move through the external auditory canal. They will hit against the tympanic membrane and cause it to vibrate. And that vibration is then transferred to three tiny bones called the auditory ossicles. And the first bone, which is attached to the tympanic membrane, is called the malleus. And it transfers the movement to a second bone called the incus. And the incus transfers that vibration to a stirrup-shaped bone called the stapes. And the stapes actually pushes against an oval-shaped hole in the vestibule, which is part of that snail-shaped structure that's called the cochlea. And it will vibrate against another membrane and transfer that vibration from what were sound waves to begin with to fluid waves or fluid pressure waves that will exist within the vestibule and the cochlea. And the place where the stapes is interacting with and pushing against the vestibule is called the oval window.